You're listening to SBS News.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we are releasing the fifth intergenerational report, a document that comes out every 5 years and projects 40 years forward. It's not a guarantee of what will be, but an insight into what could be.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg had the unenviable task of delivering 2021's intergenerational report. Thanks to the pandemic, the report shows Australia is heading towards a major post-pandemic pinch. That's because migration to Australia has plummeted in pandemic times, and slowing birth rates are not able to keep up with an ageing population.
The 2015 IGR projected that Australia's population would reach almost 40 million people by 2054-55. This IGR projects the population will reach 38.8 million in 2060-61. This is the first time there has been a downward revision of the population forecast in an IGR.
With fertility rates falling, the Treasurer says migrants will continue to be Australia's largest source of population growth. The report highlights that with this ageing population, spending on health, aged care and the NDIS will also grow significantly. Another factor affecting not just Australia but the whole world is climate change.
The changing climate will also affect the economy and the budget. The physical and transitional effects of climate change, the impacts of mitigation efforts, and the benefits of early adaptation measures will all affect the economy and the budget over time.
Gabriella D'Souza is a senior economist at the Committee for Economic Development of Australia. She says the economic outlook has been hugely affected by the pandemic.
We know that Australia in 2060, 2061, 40 years from now, is going to be a smaller place. And it's going to be less populated. It's going to have a shrinking workforce. It's going to have a shrinking age dependency ratio, partly all because of reduced migration in these last 3 years.
Those now living in aged care want a life with dignity and worry for others who might face higher taxes and less money for retirement. One of those is aged care resident Merle Mitchell.
I worry if it's going to ask for low income people to pay. But we don't have to go down that track. We've got tax cuts planned for high income earners. We don't need to go down that track. We can actually make sure that people can be covered for the sort of services that they require, that there is plenty of money in the budget that can be used.
The Treasurer says raising taxes would not work and that the deep-rooted issue of productivity needs to be addressed with other measures. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the government had done little to stimulate the economy before the pandemic.
There's no productivity agenda, of course, from this government. Productivity was going backwards prior to the pandemic, and this report highlights a very negative position that this government has presided over before the pandemic. And the pandemic, of course, has accentuated some of the weaknesses in the economy that was there well before.
The intergenerational report hints that plans for many hopeful Australians are changing. Tysock Husey, SBS News.